In Romans 5:12-14, we see very clearly that all men are guilty. But now here comes the good news. Verse 15 says, "But the free gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one, the many died." You see, the transgression of Adam passed sin and death unto all of the human race. But now he says, "Much more. So if death passes, more so God has life pass." Did the grace of God, this is a gift, it's not earned, nothing you can do to earn it, but rather God extending and offering something you do not deserve, that's grace. And by the gift, by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many. This gift of eternal life, forgiveness, mercy, adoption, and so on, comes by God's grace through one man. The one man is Jesus Christ, and this gift and grace abounds to the many. Verse 16, "The gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned." How is it not like it? "For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions resulting in justification." There was and is sin all over. Many, many, many transgressions. But the free gift came resulting in justification or declaration of righteousness. Verse 17, "For if by the transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, the fruits of the fall came through one man's sin to all of mankind, much more those who received the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ." Jesus is a greater Savior than Adam was a sinner. Jesus is a greater Savior than you are a sinner. Instead of death, he brings righteousness and therefore life. Verse 18, "So then, as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men, even so through one act of righteousness there resulted justification of life to all men. For as through the one man's disobedience the many were made righteous, even so through the obedience of the one the many will be made righteous." Verse 20, "The law came in," why? "So that the transgression would increase." Before the law, it was obvious and is obvious that there was sin. Adam and Eve sinned. Noah had to go on an ark, build an ark, and be saved from the wrath of God that was poured out on the world for sin. You have the Tower of Babel. God had to call Abraham out of paganism and idolatry to follow after him. But as the law came, it pointed out just how awfully sinful man was. Have you ever been really, really thirsty and picked up your water bottle and there was like half a sip left? Or maybe you've been really, really hungry and you roll up to your favorite fancy restaurant and they say, "Hello, this is McDonald's. How may I help you?" You order that burger and the meat is like an eighth of an inch thick. Unsatisfying. You go to look for a house to buy, but you don't have enough funds. You go to pick up a weight, but there's not enough strength. Listen, God's grace is never like this. Maybe you ask, can God's grace save a sinner like me? Absolutely. God's grace abounds. Spurgeon used an illustration similar to this. "A little sparrow will sooner run out of sky to fly in than we will run out of God's grace. A minnow will sooner run out of ocean to swim in than we will run out of God's grace. And a child will sooner run out of sand on the seashore than we will run out of God's grace. There's an estimated 100 billion stars in our galaxy alone, and an astronomist will sooner run out of the stars to gaze at than we will run out of God's grace." This verse says, "But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more." Oh, how marvelous a statement, how refreshing. When there is enough of something, God's grace is enough for your sin, for your family member's sin, and for your enemy's sin. God's grace abounds. Verse 21, "So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We received sin and death from Adam, but we receive justification by imputation through Jesus by faith. So we are all sinners. We cannot earn salvation. But Jesus was righteous on our behalf. His mercy, grace, and righteousness is freely offered. You receive this gift by faith alone. What happens? You are justified. You're declared righteous. You have imputation, the imputation of Christ's righteousness on you, your sin upon Christ. And brothers and sisters, you will sooner run out of stars in the sky or sand on the seashore than you will of God's saving grace. So worship God today for the salvation that he gives in Christ and his grace, that though your sins abound, his grace abounds all the more.